Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at locomotive sports, live from Las Vegas. November 20th, 2018. Want to welcome everyone to the show. And we got a great show for you lined up tonight. A couple of real mothers in the house. And I mean that in a good way. I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves. First, we have...
Hi, my name is Jennifer Cunningham.
Jennifer Cunningham and...
Celinda Larson.
Linda, I was wondering if I got that right. So I'm glad I did. It's Celinda
Larson.
Okay, thank you. And of course, like I said... Some mothers of racers, right? So hopefully I got that right.
Wives and mothers.
So.
That race, yes.
Who do we have? We have a fly on the wall there, too.
He wants
talk
to
about
be a fly
him?
On the wall.
We won't even mention.
He's a bodyguard.
Against Gary?
Making sure we don't say anything bad.
I'm thinking about what I say before I
open up. I know. I'm like, don't swear.
It's okay.
You can swear all you want.
We'll let you. We all have to swear once in front of Gary.
Right.
So. And I don't know you guys, but Gary does, I'm sure, from the track and all that. And
I race with Gary.
So.
Yes.
Good. Oh, I do know them.
Don't.
You told me all about them.
Yes.
She's one of the ones,
right? So great. Like I said, it's great to meet you guys. I've been waiting for a show like this to have
Thank you.
Something like this. But I'm going to start kind of
Hold on. I want to start something. I want to start something. Celinda comes clear from Utah.
Right. At 95 miles an hour.
Oh. To be in studio.
That's not officially 95 now. Well, thank you for being here.
But a year or two ago, her husband wouldn't come down and be live on the show.
I'm totally dedicated.
Our
kids race, we are dedicated. Yeah.
No, I just had to throw that out there.
Right.
She comes in the studio, but we couldn't get him.
Matt, or my son.
Like a jab at the husband.
Right. I know. Matt keeps telling me I have to bring something up with you before we finish the evening.
No. We can talk off the air.
No, wait a minute. You're not allowed to speak for him. He has to come in to say it directly to Gary. No,
perfect. That's another show.
She's here now, and she's right. It's another show. So when he's allowed to come down, we'll have him in studio.
Right. Like I make decisions in the house. Yes.
Aye. Anyway, go ahead. I just had to throw that out.
They got me curious. I want to hear what they have to say about you.
I don't think you do.
Any dirt, I can get on Gary. It's better for me.
Back in the day, there was not a lot of love. Mullet. Right? Mullet. There wasn't. They were competitors, and I'm not sure that there was a lot of love. But once Matt moved out of the Bombers. There's way more love.
The distance sometimes
clears
all.
They were the Nashville Founder, Utah boys.
Nevada.
Yeah, different states.
Lots of distance.
Right? Yes.
Well, when they raced from Utah, we saw the trailers coming in, and this is before I knew Celinda and her husband, and you just saw these trucks coming in, and everybody would be like, the Utah boys are here. The Utah boys. I'm like, they're here.
What does that mean? First of all, is that good or bad?
Yeah, competitive.
Yeah,
right.
Competitive.
Well, that's cool.
Me,
you know,
I used to say, shit, the Utah guys are here.
Right? And now we just keep bringing more people, like more people from Utah. We're so excited.
Those were the good days, though.
Yeah.
I miss those days.
They were fun.
We didn't even know each other then. I know. I had fun back then because we had the 666 boys.
Yep.
We had JJ.
What are you talking about, like the old Bombers?
Yeah.
I love the old Bombers.
That's when I raced
that's
for a few years.
Yep, that's when I loved the Bombers back then.
And that's when I got to know them.
Yeah. Back in the day, as we were
back
talking.
Back in the day.
I like seeing them.
I know all those guys, JJ Nunn and Billy Grasser and all of Wade. Yeah, good times.
For most people, good times.
It was always fun.
I never hurt anybody, right?
Well, exactly. We'll get to some of that. I'll start with you, I guess, Jennifer. Uh-huh. Rewind for a little bit.
Yeah.
What's your first experience in racing? period, I guess. What got you into it? Was it a family thing, or what let you start?
The husband.
Good or bad?
Yes, the husband. I knew nothing about racing until I met Matt. Yes, and I met him at a bar. And I said, oh, there's a bunch of race car drivers. I'm like, ew, no.
Hey, so racing does have some kind of pull somewhere sometime, right?
You have to be a part of it, yes. It kind of comes with the ring.
So you thought he was like this...
redneck.
Badass, or okay, I was going to say badass, but she said redneck. So.
First impression.
Yeah.
Now you're married.
Yeah, that, well, that's initially...
So you're... I guess Matt did racing back in the day before you met him.
He raced off-road prior to meeting me. Yeah, he used to do off-road, and that's all I knew. And then we got married, and he wanted to race again, and off-road is really expensive.
Sure.
So we said, well, let's hit the circle track here at the Speedway, and everything kind of went from
there.
This
is all in Vegas?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you guys met in Vegas, and then started here in Vegas born.
If my memory serves me right, you bought Ben Binstead's car?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Matt raced Bombers for a few years. That's how he kind of started.
Were you involved in any of that, or did you stay home and just
no,
let him
oh,
do his
no.
thing?
No, I support it 100%. You have to have a good marriage and, you know, really.
Hey, did you like it? I mean, is that something you always had interest in, or you just were there
to
support?
It's like a love-hate relationship, to be honest with you.
We all know that.
You're a true racer.
Yes. It's a lot of time, a lot of money, but at the end of the day, it's family time, and it's friends, and it's family, and it's a good time. It's a sacrifice, truly. You miss a lot of events, weddings, things that you're invited to because
now,
you're like,
now this
gotta race.
Now we're talking about when Matt was racing the Bombers.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't racing yet or anything like that. So you're missing events for this. It's a hobby division. We're not making money by any means.
Are you making money at any point?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to know what you guys are doing if that's the case.
Nobody's making money. Actually, it's the opposite. So.
You're having fun,
right.
and you got to have fun.
So you're missing events. You probably got a little bit of the resentment towards circle track racing, like we all have had at some point.
Not really. No, I mean, when you wreck or something happens to the car, and you know.
Were there when you know, this is obviously before you're racing, but supporting your husband out there at the time. Were there any particular racers out there that you didn't really care for without getting you in trouble or anything? Without getting your husband in trouble.
No, I'm totally okay with that.
Matt Larson.
Yeah.
Matt Larson.
Right, those Utah boys.
At the time, I know there's a window there.
I didn't know too many people until I actually started racing.
Because
he said, I wanted to move up. And I said, okay. And he goes, I'm going to sell the Bomber. And I said, well, I want to try. And
so is that what happened?
Yeah. And he said no.
And then you went in.
He said no. And I said, yes, I am. Because he said no.
So we found out who really wore the pants.
Yeah. I said, I just want to try it. I want to see what it's all about. And I loved it.
What was your first experience on the track, period? Like, on the track, in the Bomber?
Scared to death. Like,
was it a Friday night practice?
Or? Yeah, we practiced on a Friday night. Yeah, I didn't know what the hell I was doing, to be honest. I just knew I had to drive in a circle.
So what'd you think, like, getting on that track? My best experience is usually just before I get onto that track and line up and I'm over that hump and I'm into that track, and then I finally realized.
The men were so kind, like Gary and JJ, and I think at the time I was the only woman out there racing the Bombers at that time. So the men were so kind, and JJ liked to play jokes on me. And
sounds like JJ, right?
You know, it was a great experience, and I got to do it, and I got to see what it was all about.
Butterflies? What?
My legs were shaking so – I just remember my knees shaking so bad. I was like, you got to push down. You got to push down on the accelerator. You know, and I remember Matt put, like, pillows under my bottom because the seat didn't fit, and then he put, like, a wood block underneath the accelerators just so –
right.
Yeah, it was like a Frankenstein car, you know, and I'm like, I don't feel safe.
Right.
Yeah, and then the 5-point harness, we're women, so that kind of hurts a little bit.
Sure.
But
well, that brings up a point. I never thought of that as could be an issue.
Well, he was just doing that so he can scare you away.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, the worst part about it was Matt was in the Superstocks at the time, so whenever we were racing, he was in lineup. So Matt, unfortunately, never got to... So he said he'd sit in the car just panicking if he saw, you know, caution already. He's like, please don't be my wife. Please don't be my wife. But it's funny because if I did screw up or if I did make a mistake, like, I got away with it, you know, because I was Matt's wife and
right.
I was with it. And then if something happened, men would go to Matt and go, I'm sorry for hitting your wife.
Or they'd be pissed. I'm going to kick your husband's ass.
Right.
Your wife did this.
Yeah.
I'm going to kick your ass.
I'm like, who, me?
Right. Yeah,
so,
I wouldn't
yeah.
do that.
Yeah.
That was an accident.
But it was a good thing because I got to see all about it. And then with my son getting older and then, of course, wanting to be like dad and race cars, I was able to get – you know the feeling, how to do
well,
the belts, how to help him.
When you were in the Bombers, did you have kids at the time?
Yes,
oh,
Matthew
okay.
was, I think, three.
Oh, okay.
3 years old. Yeah, so I had a little one. So, yeah.
We're going to ask you when your anniversary is and her birthday, so
yeah.
we're going to put you on the spot now.
I don't know that.
He didn't know how old his kid was.
Yeah, I know. Let me do the math.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. so you did have a kid at the time, but
yeah.
you're out there. I mean, how many races in did you think you really actually got it? Like
I don't think I ever got it.
Did you get input from other people like, hey, you gotta step your game up a little bit?
Matt was in my ear all the time and I was like, just shut up, because he'd be like, okay, you got so-so behind you, and you got so-and-so in front of you, you got the 666 guys here. And I'm like, just shut up. Stop talking. I know. So
right.
he would always do what I think drivers do.
Right.
But for me, I was like, I just need silence.
Right.
You know, I just want to put AC/DC on my ears, and I just want to race, you know,
yeah,
and
like,
I just want to get on
rock.
And get off. Yeah. Like, I didn't care if I won. I didn't care if I was last. I'd get in, have fun,
wow.
get the experience, and get off. So, yeah.
And
cool.
she must have liked it a little bit because – she was talking last year about trying to convince Tim to do like
uh-oh.
A powder puff race.
Yes.
You know, that's funny because I haven't heard of powder puff races in a while.
I have been trying with the track. I've been really trying. The problem is that the word about the cars getting wrecked up pretty
right.
bad and the cost of that. So that's one of the issues. And then people donating the cars to women that haven't raced before or have
right.
very little, because I thought it'd be great to get all the mothers and women together.
Oh, yeah.
Donna Gumphrey, who's been around forever,
right.
she's awesome. And
Secretary
of
Speed, right?
Yes, getting some women out there and
yeah.
just, you know, bringing it out.
That'd be cool.
I think so.
The one of the most nervous times I've ever been was when I loaned, I don't think it was a powder puff race in Pahrump. I loaned my mini stock
oh,
out
yeah,
to,
yeah,
what's her name? Stacy.
Stacy, yeah.
And I was pretty nervous.
Yeah, yeah. So you're asking men to donate your car.
Right.
And
we used to loan our cars to the Faster Pastor races.
Yeah, I thought that was
yeah.
cool
yeah.
when you guys put on the Faster Pastor.
Yeah, we used to have barrel racing, wet track racing,
mm-hmm.
all that fun stuff. Yeah, it was good times.
So you raced up until when did you win and why did you stop?
The last race was with Jimmy. I got in a wreck with Jim, Big Jim, and the car
Gerard,
caught on
Troy,
fire.
Troy.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was Jim a pretty Troy. Big
yeah, it was
wreck.
A good wreck.
Wow.
And I was kind of like, I'm done. I got
really?
A baby at home, you know, and
cool.
yeah. So, you know, it's like I did it, done it, had
right.
fun. I would do it again.
We have a chance at that point because your husband was still racing, correct?
Yeah, Matt
okay.
was still racing.
Okay.
And, you know, Junior was getting older and, you know, we knew he was going to get in bandos and, you know, that next chapter, and there's no way I could race and focus knowing my
right.
son's going to be out there. So it was my time.
So how old was your son when you thought about getting him into Bandoleros?
The day I was born. when
An
I was
hour.
Pregnant,
yeah.
Matt was like, who's your boy? Who's your boy?
Yeah.
He's going to race cars. Who's going to race cars? Yeah. So that was a plan before we even
cool.
had a child.
Wow. Hey. That's I guess when you start before they're even born.
It's in the blood. It is. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think Matt will race till he's like 90.
So you stop racing, but you support your husband up
yes.
there, superstar.
Yes, that's his thing.
Racing.
You know, he works hard. He's a good dad.
Do you help wrench on the car?
No, I don't miss a race. I try very hard never to miss a race. But yeah, whatever they need, I
get on there and like turn some wrenches.
No,
no
I don't get dirty. I'll cook some food.
Well,
I'll give some hugs.
That's the next thing you need to start doing is get dirty, get underneath the car. No.
Yeah, I think our jobs now is like being moms and just hugging our sons and telling them to do a good job and, you know, and other kids, you know, you want to support the kids and, that's our future. So.
Cool. So we'll stop right there. Let's move on to, Celinda.
Yeah.
Same question. Let's rewind a little bit. And
okay.
What's your first experience with racing in general at all, I guess?
So it was actually when I met my husband.
Okay.
never watched NASCAR, never did any of that. And when we started dating, every Sunday.
So
it was
the same thing, hey, this yeah. guy's a redneck. I got to meet this guy. No.
So we actually met at work. So I thought he was super cute. loved the long hair at St. George Ford.
Mm-hmm. We're up in Utah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we both worked at the dealership.
Oh, cool.
I was a cashier.
A Ford person. This is a Ford guy right here. Yep. So you just automatically gained a fan. So.
Right. So Sunday was basically NASCAR. And so
nice.
We would get together and hang out with his brother and his roommates and watch the race.
Right.
And then we actually had.
But you guys were at the time just not even at the track. You were spectating, you were learning just.
So we went to a few like NASCAR races,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't start actually racing at the track until. Well, Matt, we had a roommate that lived with us, and he's the one that actually started racing in the Bomber Series, and was just wrench in the car.
So that was your.
That was like our first
hands-on
thing.
First experience
yes.
was just wrenching on
yes,
in a bomber car.
Correct. Okay. And I would just tell everybody, like, this is white trash racing right here.
Right.
Like, the Bomber Series is white trash racing. So after our friend stopped racing, Matt got in the car.
Right.
And I think that was like in 2005 or 2006. And
okay.
that his first year, he won the championship.
No kidding.
In the Bomber Series. Yeah.
Did you go to the track every every day, every
and
race, I guess.
So before we had friends in Vegas,
right?
We would literally
best friends,
well,
right?
Well,
all sorts of amazing friends.
Well,
in Vegas.
Why Vegas? Was it, is it closer to Vegas than let's say the Utah Rocky Mountain
so
Raceway?
Right.
Or?
So we were actually just like an hour and a half from Vegas, but 5 hours from Salt Lake.
Oh, okay.
So it's way closer to come to Vegas
sure.
and race. So we would, you know. Come down Saturday morning and then get home at like 3 or 4 o'clock
wow.
in the morning,
you wouldn't even,
early Sunday.
Wow.
So it
That's
was
dedication.
Yeah. It was a lot of time that we invested in coming down, but
right.
they loved it. And then when he won the championship, I was just like, oh crap, this is never going away.
Never going to end.
Well,
yeah.
We all know when there's a certain point when you're in points, you just have to keep racing for those points.
Yeah.
You can't miss it and becomes work.
Yes, for sure. So after that, I can't remember. This is so we stopped racing for a few years, and
Did
then
you? Okay.
and then we
was
came.
There a reason why? I mean, was it the travel or
so
just?
It was you know, it's all financial.
Oh yeah.
I think when the market crashed and
that
was kind of when we stopped racing
sure.
for a few years, and then we came back and Matt built a super stock.
Whose idea was it? Come back. Was it just like, hey,
wasn't mine.
The kids. And at the time, did you have kids during that time?
Yes. So,
okay.
Yeah. So our
and
kids
I apologize.
Are
I don't know how old.
Our
how
kids
old they
are
really?
The
okay.
same age.
Okay.
And
at that time.
So when Matt first started racing, I think Camden was 2, maybe almost 3. I don't maybe a little bit older than that.
Okay.
And so we would always sit right out at turn 4
right.
at the bottom. And, you know, every time they'd come around, they'd wave or, you know, rev the engine
true.
for the little kids. Because
right.
we would have nieces and nephews
sure.
and brother-in-laws and everybody come and support Matt watching him race. So that was kind of our section.
Do you have other family that came down with you? Or are they from Vegas?
Nope, everybody's always coming from Utah
wow, cool.
to support us.
Oh, that's cool. That's
yeah,
really
it's
good.
Awesome. We have such great family.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Dave, her brother.
Yeah, so my brother-in-law now, his son races
wow.
with
and
your
brother,
us.
Yeah.
Matt's brother's
yeah.
race.
We just
there.
Got like, it's kind of in the family.
So
I
your
guess.
Husband had a crazy idea to start racing again.
Yes. So that was his idea.
But it was in a whole different division he's never been in before. At
Correct.
The time.
So he had started with the Super Stock.
Okay.
We started with a Mustang.
Did you found one out there that somebody
so
had for sale?
So the roommate that we had it, and then Matt tried it, and he's like, we're never going to win in a Ford at a Super
no,
Stock.
No, easy there, Matt.
So, I'm
who,
saying in a Super Stock.
Did you know
stock,
Ford that was?
Yeah.
Was
it was Keith
Dancer. Oh,
Keith Dancer.
Yeah.
Ford. Oh, okay.
And,
so,
and they
yeah,
were.
The
95 car.
Yeah, the old 95.5.
And
cool.
they could not. And then actually now my brother-in-law has it. and still.
Oh, that's
like,
cool.
You cannot
compete
in a
super around.
Stock and afford.
It's an all-white car right
now. Yeah.
All-white internet.
Right.
I'm glad that that car's still around. I remember that from back in the day.
Yeah. Yep. So Matt eventually said, we can't win in this. We got to get something else.
Somebody wised up.
So, and we're not Chevy people at all. So for him to get into a Chevy was pretty different.
I know the feeling.
But you know what? If you want to make
I know the feeling.
Easier, that's what's available out there. A lot
sure.
of the Chevy stuff.
Yes.
He just couldn't compete in that
right.
Mustang at all. It was so much slower than everybody else. So he was like, if I'm going to win or if I'm going to be competitive, I've got to
mm-hmm.
switch to the Camaro.
So would he find something else out
he
there?
He did. I can't, you guys would probably know who he bought the vehicle from. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
I am the one that doesn't ask questions.
Was it a Camaro?
It's a Camaro. Okay. And I know that he purchased it from somebody here in Vegas. It's the twin to,
I know. Let's call Phil Goodwin.
Right.
He knows everything.
It was the twin to Phil Goodwin's car.
Oh, okay.
Phil Goodwin.
Oprah Parry's.
Was
it the 53 of Oprah Parry's?
No.
I thought it was the twin to Phil's. Am I wrong? This wouldn't be the first time.
But either way, you end up with a...
Yeah.
Can we get the caller on the line, please? Phil Goodwin. Phil Goodwin.
Yeah.
He knows everything.
Well, Matt would probably know, too. I don't know.
So you end up with another Camaro, or a Camaro, I guess. And
right.
Then,
and they went through that and he had his engine guy redo the engine.
And at this time, did you guys know each other here yet?
So,
not yet.
What's so interesting is we didn't really meet anybody.
Oh,
we didn't really meet anybody from Vegas until a few years into racing.
Okay.
Well, I didn't. My husband probably did.
Right.
But it was always like Utah against Nevada.
Really?
Vegas
yeah.
against
did
Utah.
Did you guys kind of feel that on the Utah side?
Oh,
okay.
For sure.
Okay.
So sure. Yes. People did not like us at all.
Utah boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the first
instead
people
they should have been thanking you for traveling that far, right?
Well,
coming down.
You know, a little competition.
Mike Heck too.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Mike Heck
yeah.
was yeah.
Okay.
And we didn't even know Mike until we started racing
oh,
in
that's
Vegas.
Funny. Wow.
So Matt kind of met everybody first, and then what's interesting is they all said, "Okay, let's go on a cruise together."
No way.
And we had never met, like wives had never met, and so we all ended
okay.
up going on a cruise together, like Mike Heck and Phil Goodwin. And Matt
Darren Rollins.
And Darren Rollins, yeah.
Okay.
And we were like, this could be the worst cruise ever.
You can't. You
who's
going to
throw who over first?
Yeah. Right. And none of the wives had ever met.
Oh.
Well, I'd never met any of the Vegas wives. And so it ended up being amazing. And that's like where
right.
we started our really close
yeah.
friendship.
Well, and it was probably good it was outside of the racetrack that
yeah.
you guys met.
Right.
Not under any other circumstances, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Where was the cruise?
We went to
was
the Caribbean.
Caribbean.
No,
no,
it
way.
Was awesome.
Wow. Gary, where's our cruise?
Right?
Huh?
Why don't we have one set up? We should do a bull ring.
I love
there
that
go.
Every year.
Instead
it's,
of the banquet.
Yeah. Hey,
wouldn't
that's
that be
a good
fun?
Idea. You're working on it, yeah. See, his wheels are spinning. So.
Funny. Well, they have cruise ships now with go-karts.
I saw them.
Yes.
Yeah, I was like, what else can they put on these? Cruises, man.
I know.
Go
Matt's
cars.
Like, I want to go on that cruise ship. I want to do that cruise ship.
Kevin just saw that the other day.
Okay,
like,
oh,
like,
you do that.
So that is mom.
We'll be in the spa.
There you go. So cool. So you guys actually went on a cruise. That's I didn't know that. That's,
yeah.
That,
so that's how really
that's pretty cool.
Like our really close friendship started with the Vegas people.
And that's a good part about racing. Like we're saying, is that the friends that you meet,
right.
they become family. You know.
Do you think that? By meeting, that helps a little bit because when something happens on the track, you automatically, you know, want to bite the person that the parent of the person that's out there racing or the wife
or the husband,
say, right?
But
because you know each other, you kind of
I think with the kids, that's probably more true.
Yeah.
I think when it comes to adults, you just have people you like and have people you don't. And
yeah.
then, but it's interesting once we get to know people, like,
right.
honestly. Like, Gary Wyatt was
uh-oh.
Not one of our favorite back when we were racing.
Well, I
want to
hear about that. So,
it was just that they were really competitive.
Well, you know, and he also has the same experience with, like, J.J. Nunn. He wasn't friends. You know, either you or JJ said, "Hey, if you can't, what would it keep your enemies, your friends close, your enemies closer?"
Yeah.
That's what JJ and Gary did.
And I mean, it's interesting how you have these competitions with people that you don't know, and then you end up getting to know them, and you're like, "Man, I really like you.
Yeah.
I wish that we would have done this sooner."
Well, you know, we all have our reasons why we don't like people for whatever reasons, and later on we find out. Mostly,
I was winning in a Ford.
Well, the thing about racing that's so hard is you try to differentiate what's on purpose and what's on accident, you know, because no one knows except the driver.
Right.
You know, like, oh, I lost my brake.
It's always on accident.
Yeah.
I was going to say, but really, it's always on purpose.
Yep.
And whoever's always winning is, that guy's cheating.
Oh, for sure.
100%.
Whoever's winning is always cheating.
You
got to cheat to win.
Did you guys figure out what he was doing, what Gary was doing?
No. Well, I never did.
I know what he did.
Oh. I just tried to follow Gary.
Spill the beans because I want to know.
Right?
I'm just joking. I'm sure it was something.
Matt would always say, follow that car.
When did you guys kind of have a softer side for, let's say, Gary's team?
Honestly think the first time that I interacted with him positively actually when you came up and we did the kickball tournament.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Like,
when,
until that time.
This is like, what, 15 years later?
No.
Yeah.
I'm just joking.
But really, we moved out of the same division.
I remember
and
that.
And so we didn't really have a lot of interaction.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we ended up kickball with the cop supporting local families. Yeah.
Love that.
So Gary and JJ came up to St. George to support Nick Nucitelli, who's an officer for Santa Clara Islands, in a kickball tournament, and we ended up being on their team. So I think that was really the first time that outside of the track that we'd had interaction, and we really clicked, and I liked him ever since.
I see a pattern. Anything away from the track, when you meet people, is way better.
Go meet them first, and
then
go
to the race.
Yeah.
No, that's true. You know, sometimes you don't know. You get a certain
off the track.
Well, and I never spent a lot of time in the pits, and I still don't. Typically, I'm up in the stands. So I don't really know a lot of the racers or their family or people who are in the pits.
So if you speak for your husband, what does he think of Gary?
Oh,
not
sure. Oh, my God.
It depends. Are we playing kickball or are we racing?
Yeah. No, I think now, I mean, I think just then it was just the competition.
Oh, yeah.
Just
It's always tough.
It was the hair.
Yeah.
The long hair.
He had long hair at the time.
Both of them did. They should have been best friends.
Is this for the mullet word? I heard somebody say mullet somewhere.
There's the long hair.
And you were a redneck, so you can't say that. I'm just playing. I didn't know him when he had long hair.
Nah,
speechless.
Does that happen often?
Yes, all the time.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that's cool. That's a funny. Yeah, it's a fun story. I didn't realize that. You know, Gary had that many enemies.
I don't.
Trust me.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there were a few times, and I don't know if it was with you or who it was with, but like, literally, we had to pull Nina Heck off of somebody in the pit.
Wasn't me.
Because there
JJ,
was like fist fights going on.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know? I can't even remember who that was between. It was quite the evening. But that seemed to happen pretty frequently back then. Do you remember who that was with? I don't remember.
Tom Gallagher.
Tom Gallagher. That sounds about right.
Car.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah. It was not a pretty night sometimes after the race.
I remember.
Well, that's tough. I hate nights like that.
Sure.
Tensions are high.
As she said, sometimes.
Yeah.
Not all the time.
Oh, well.
Makes it exciting.
But those were the times I thought the Bombers were the best during those
fun times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had big cars.
It got really competitive.
They're more,
a lot of money.
Exactly. Money.
And that's the thing is I keep telling Matt, like, man, let's just go back to the Bomber class. It wasn't as competitive, and it didn't cost us as much money.
Nearly as much.
But now.
And now I think that everybody
same.
Is like.
Did you ever.
You're exactly right.
Yep.
They're the
you
same
might,
now.
They're the
well,
same.
Yeah.
You might
as well stand super
right.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you ever think about getting into a car?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, heavens no.
Would you if there was a powder puff race?
I probably, yes, I would. And
you know, the biggest thing is I get motion sickness. So I would imagine like driving around a track in circles. I would probably make myself sick.
Focus. You got this.
I think if we did one or two, I would definitely do it. I think that would be amazing.
They'd be like, hey,
so
why is Celinda? Is she drunk out there?
Throwing up?
You just see me pushing my head out the window and
throwing up out the window.
I'm okay. No big deal.
I got this. Don't worry.
I've seen Celinda vomit. She's very quiet vomiter. She just removed. Yeah, you just walk behind a corner.
Oh, heaven.
She's got experience.
Jen has seen this, yeah.
I'm a monster. Everybody knows when I'm sick.
Well, if you do a powder puff, she'll get behind you and push your car.
Oh,
that'd be
so fun. I know.
I can drive fast. I drove 95
yes.
miles an hour
oh, yes.
to get here because I got out of work late, and then I was like, ah, crap, I'm supposed to be there at 5:30.
I'm like, you got this.
Yeah.
Well, Gary would have paid your ticket if you got one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I like spending other people's money.
Yeah.
Isn't that
a lot
the
best of
money
fun.
To spend?
Right, isn't
other
it?
Other people's money?
Exactly.
Love
it's
it.
A lot of fun.
That's funny. So what point did you see each other out at the track in the Bandolier? Your kids are both the same age. They got in the Bandoliers about the same time.
So what's funny is Jen and I cannot remember how we met.
No. Oh.
We have no.
You didn't go on the cruise?
No.
She didn't go on the
no,
cruise.
No, I did not.
So it was kind of always.
It was a blackout moment. So.
It was kind of always in our. The knowledge that Camden would eventually race and eventually start racing. I think it all comes down to money. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not a billionaire, so it's like when we can afford things.
In value.
And,
yeah, right.
Yeah, and
relax,
when you think your kid's responsible enough.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
about what age do you think was it?
Well, Camden started racing when he was 12.
Oh, okay.
Well, it wasn't eight for us.
Oh, wow.
Did Junior start racing?
Junior started at 9, I believe. Was it?
And both
that
in
was
the
when
Bandolier.
He was
the Bandolier.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was when he was doing the Sunday driving.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
It was.
He was so freaking
my
cute.
Son in the beginning.
He's
he would just drive so slow. And he had a smile and he'd wave.
Yeah.
Every time he saw someone while he was driving, he'd wave. I'm like, go faster.
That was the first thing. He's got to have fun what he's doing before he can do anything else.
It was really slow. Really slow. And then he just kind of got a little faster. Like, but he still waves.
One hand driving.
Matthew, he's having fun. And his greatest friends are in that track. And it's great.
Do you guys ever take him to like go-kart tracks, pole position, places like that?
Are you kidding? Yes.
That's all part of it. I think
they
everybody
anything
does
to do with racing, yes. If we're not racing, we're pretending.
Do you go on the pole position stuff? You drive the go-karts? I know for the dad, we all say, yeah, we're going to take our kids, but it's more for us.
No, I used to, but now they like want to kill each other. It's not even fun.
It's competition.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Total competition.
So about, what, 9-ish, and then... 12.
Camden was 12,
okay.
So he actually started in the outlaw division.
Oh, and didn't rate right up. Is that an age thing?
Yeah,
between
it's an
the bandits
age thing.
And the outlaw. Okay, I didn't
mm-hmm.
know that.
So yeah, we didn't start until later.
Okay.
But he did amazing that first year. He took the championship and he was second in the nation.
Well, the best thing about Camden, I think he started on the road course,
oh,
and we were all out there, and it was his first time out the road course. And Camden was doing so good, and we're all like nervous because the first time on the track, you're like,
"Oh yeah,
how are they gonna do?" And Camden started to get off the track, and we're like, "Oh no, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong with the car? What's wrong with Camden?" And he pulls up next to us, and we're like, "What's wrong?" He's like, "I'm thirsty."
Oh.
And we're like, and Matt, her husband's like, "Get back out there! There's no thirsty. Get back out there!" You know. So I mean, kids, I think they just bring so much light to the racing
it's
circuit.
A reality to
yeah.
It, you know. I mean,
yeah. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Hey,
I'm thirsty.
Say,
yeah. You don't get to stop unless you're broken.
Which
That's
is
funny.
Completely different. So people always ask, "Aren't you so nervous?" And I'm like, I am more nervous about my husband because
really?
He has no fear
right.
than I am about my son.
That's funny.
Because he has some fear and he has a little bit of me in him where
right.
Matt is just like balls to the wall. And
I'm opposite, complete opposite.
Yeah. And so I really am not nervous when Camden races, but when Matt's out on the track,
scares the crap out of me.
Have your two kids race together?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They're buddies.
Any moments out there where they weren't buddies?
No, actually, you know, Matthew and Cam, I think they've always had each other's backs,
right.
You know, Matthew always wished he could win as much as Cam did, you know, back then, but he just didn't have the power. But he was always so supportive of Camden. And, you know, he's just so happy to see him do well. You know, I never got any yuck from him with Camden. Other drivers, yes, but not Camden. Camden's like his brother. So, yeah, he's very supportive of him.
Cool. I mean, same thing, I guess, with the road course. Did you get Jennifer, your son get a chance to race on road course?
Oh, yeah. He did the road course, too. Yeah. He loved the road course.
Did he get thirsty?
Isn't that so funny? And I was Sunday driving, waving. Hi, Mom. I'm like, please, it's the throttle.
Right.
Yeah. And he would spin and spin and spin. And that road course is so much gravel and dirt, you know. So when it was over, he'd come in with just a car full of grout like he went off-roading. It was fun. But now they're in bigger cars.
They are in bigger cars now.
So how many years did they actually race in the Bandoleros?
So Camden's done, I guess, 12, 13.
A couple years.
Like, honestly, I am the worst mother ever.
I actually know when they're born.
You'll never forget that.
Right. So I think it's been 2 years.
Okay.
And then he raced a little bit the third year in the Bandos and then started the Super Stock. So that would be this year. Somebody's probably going to text me and be like, you're so wrong.
I think Matthew's 4 years.
So both are in Super Stocks now?
No, mine's in the Bomber.
He'll be
full season this next season. He only raced a couple races this last season.
And that's just like Camden, too. He only raced, I think, 3 or 4 so that he could try for
So did your nerve level change when they went in the full-size car?
Freaking wreck. Oh, my God. Have you seen the Bombers? Oh, my God. You have, like, every age category, every attitude.
And they're brutal.
It was a wreck.
To me,
again,
old-school
Bombers
are
way better.
Yeah,
right. It's almost better to go into a Super Stock where it's it's more of a adjustable race car, whereas a Bomber is just more of a, you know, exactly what it sounds like. It's a,
we're waiting for Daddy to give up his car to Matthew. I think that's kind of weird.
You know that?
If he didn't, he does now.
Right?
Yes. And that's like, let him get the experience in the Bomber, you know, then we'll do that. We're like, okay, because I want a junior to go in the same class as Camden, but, you know, it is what it is.
You know, it's different.
Matthew's just trying to get used to the size of the car and the distance between cars, you know, going from a Bando to a large.
Not flat footing it, going around the track, maybe.
Yeah, you've definitely got to have a little bit of.
Yeah. Matthew is all balled in on that.
Right.
He's actually does quite well in that Bomber. I think it's going to be a pretty exciting season for him. He fits in that car really good and he's fearless. So I think he's going to have a good time. I'm excited.
That's the plan. So one thing that I always tell Camden before he races is like, go fast and have fun.
Right.
And if ever it's not fun anymore, then that's when I think we need to take a break and stop. Because
next season, too, it's going to be great because Camden's going to be racing with Daddy. Their father and son are both going to be out there and Mr. Uncle Matt. So it's going to be like all the guys in that class.
I know. I wish that Phil was back
in. And it's kind of fun to watch Camden kind of bang on my husband on his bumper. I'm like, yeah, get him, kids. It was kind of cool. So now the kids are getting older.
Just remember who has to pay the bill.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Camden and Matthew are doing great. We're really excited about this season.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. We're going to be holding hands a lot, us mothers.
And then Carmen Goodwin's always on the other side of me holding my hand.
Phil Goodwin's wife. She's definitely our rock when it comes to racing. She's just always level and she talks like this. Everything's going to be okay.
She does not talk like that.
She does.
She may say those words, but that is not
Jen. Everything will be okay. And then she looks at you and I'm like, okay.
Yes, she's total rock, especially like with all the years that Phil raced.
And everything she went through with that. Yeah, she's been great.
What about the other mothers out there? I mean, there's some other ones and other families out there.
Where do we want to start? You know,
I'll get yourself in trouble.
Right.
Do I need a disclaimer first?
No, you don't need a disclaimer.
Okay.
What I always tell Jen
let me have a sip of beer.
Yeah.
Maybe
three,
finish that beer. What I always tell Jen is, you don't have to say anything. Like, karma comes right back around. Just sit back and just
Do you have to keep her under control sometimes?
Yeah.
Her husband had wide eyes just now. It's like,
I'm
whoa,
a Scorpio,
whoa.
Yes.
Yeah, so there are definitely times
I escorted off the track one time.
Yes.
I did get fired.
Yeah.
You must have gave him a fake name because they let you back in.
Yeah.
No, she paid her fine.
Did you really get kicked out?
I did.
I want to hear about this.
Oh, my God. It's so embarrassing, but it's a past. Matt was racing Bombers, and, there was a driver out there. And
it wasn't Gary White.
No.
And it wasn't Matt Larson.
No. I don't even know who it was.
It was J.J. New.
It was ugly. It was like a target. I felt like Matt was a target that particular race. And I was kind of new to the whole thing. And after the race, I did go into their pit. I guess it's a no-no. And I had a few words. And, before I knew it, I had security all around me.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. And I didn't know that was a thing, that you can't go in pits.
Apparently, you didn't read any of the rules.
I read the rule book.
And who got in trouble?
The husband on the spot, right?
And then he was
like
still at the track, and I had to leave. And I went home, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm in so much trouble. He's going to be so mad at me when he gets home. But, no, he was okay with it. And that's the hard part. And Matt, biggest words he's always told me is, all you have when you leave a track is your reputation.
Right. Oh,
so,
for sure.
And that stuck with
good,
me. And I was very embarrassed by that, and I was upset with myself for losing it. But that's the hard part. You get emotions going, that's hard. But that was a while back. I learned my lesson, and now
did
I just...
Did you?
Yeah.
Now you're just getting the trailer.
There are a few times I've had to be like,
I know.
And then Carmen's like pulling on your other arm.
See, good friends.
Even though you didn't get kicked out, you had to be restrained.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know. So, yeah, we joke about that. But I think when you're a parent, I think everything that happens to your kid, you want to blame on somebody else.
Yes. Yes.
The reality of racing is that sometimes it's your kid's fault.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
And that's hard.
Rather it be your kid or your husband.
Yes.
Right. Yes. Well, are they both my kids?
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't that how that works?
That is true.
Yeah. So I think that there are times when people need to take responsibility
mm-hmm.
for their actions on the track and the damage that it inflicts on other people. And I think if that happened, I mean, I know it's not going to, but I think if that happened, there'd be a whole lot less drama.
Yes.
Right.
There's more drama at that track than there is in a hair salon. It's crazy. men, too, are the worst.
Well,
it's crazy.
Because they go there to get away and escape from their wives.
Yes.
You guys are there in their face still.
Yes.
What's going on?
You know what's funny, though? I think if I didn't show up every time, my husband would be so sad. Like,
yeah. They need us there. They want us there.
And I think that they like our support. And same
Absolutely.
With my son. Like, I think coming from Vegas, so coming from St. George, we probably in the second or third year of racing back in the day, we started staying with the good ones.
Okay, cool.
And so that made it a lot nicer because we didn't have to,
You actually stayed a little bit on Sunday.
Yes, and
okay.
So we were always very appreciative of them, and that's how we, formed even more connections.
I've seen relationships, marriages, end over racing.
Oh, yeah.
That's you're either in it or you're not, and you have to make that decision because it is time and it is money. And
especially like for us, we're traveling so far
mm-hmm.
and we're leaving on a Friday and we're missing work and taking the kids out of school if we have to, and then not getting home until, later Sunday. And so
like the boys, they got a really cool opportunity last year. They got to go to North Carolina because Camden got
second
in the nation.
But he tied for first.
Yeah.
Oh.
And
he
Matthew
tied for first in the nation.
Matthew
got
first in Nevada.
Yeah.
So the dads took both boys to the awards in North Carolina. So that's a cool experience.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
We'll have to get the dads in to Talk about it.
Well, no, we'll have to get Matt on the phone. Matt Larson.
Yeah. Next time I'll drive him down. At 95. Do you know what the other crazy thing is? The freaking Thanksgiving traffic.
Oh.
I was like, we picked the shittiest day to come down and do this. Like, I'm fighting everybody going to California or wherever they're going.
It should be nice going back.
I am going back, and then I'm coming
back
tomorrow.
No way.
Yeah,
spend the
for
night.
Thanksgiving.
Oh,
and
no
with
way.
My Vegas family.
Yes.
Oh,
yay.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep. Gotta go get the kid and husband.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Uber.
Actually, I think we're bringing down a car.
Yes, actually, you are.
Oh, yes. What car? I don't even know.
What are you doing? I mean, is there...
Yeah.
So we won't talk about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Again, we let more cats out of the bag on this show than anybody else, but we won't go there.
We did not buy a car.
But,
did we?
No.
I did not see any money leave my bank account.
Who? What?
Usually it's the husband's like buying it and then...
See, I'm the wife who asks a million
questions. She is
questions.
The wife
like,
to ask questions, and then she's like, did you know?
All the wives come to me, and I'm like,
clue.
And like her husband goes, God, Jen, you asked me freaking questions. I'm like, well, then answer them, damn it. You know, because I want to know.
And
what
for me, I'm just like, as long as there's enough money in my account to pay the bills, just
right.
Do what you want and leave me out.
I
want to
know who's coming, who's going, what's going on. Yeah.
I can't deal with that.
I have to. I get right in there with the boys.
That's funny. You two totally different mothers here. You got... Hey, bill's got to be paid first. You're like, hey, let's go racing.
And it's not alone.
And
we don't need sponsors.
Just do it.
Oh my gosh, I would kill Matt if that ever happened.
We'll pay it back later. Get along.
Matt, this car's for sale. Let's get it.
Oh my gosh, no.
Yes.
I am not the one helping with that.
Race cars and firearms are my weakness.
So, right? I have a firearm.
Yeah.
So, that's cool.
Yes.
Do you see going into the super stocks coming up this year being more expensive? You know, you got a lot more different expenses, but.
So my husband keeps saying, I will scale back.
Okay.
I have yet to see that.
Well, race season's not here yet in his defense.
It just ended. And so I don't know. I think one day maybe it will be less expensive, except for that, like, no, I don't think so. The reason that I say that is because he's always like offering everybody help, which is great, you know, but it's always like expensive on our part.
Yes.
You know,
well,
and then
see that come back, and, you know, when you need it.
Like,
obviously.
You know what?
I think the guys have their own lingo.
I
you know,
think
like,
they do too.
Well, I'll give him this because he gave me that, you know, a little give, a little take, you
sure.
know.
No barter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that maybe one day it will be less expensive, but the reality is I think as Camden wants to move up classes, that it's just going to get more expensive
right.
and more expensive.
So
wait till he starts talking super late model.
You know what I'm so excited about, though, is that he can get a job.
We have a better alternative for you.
Yeah.
Late model truck series.
That's right.
I haven't heard of that yet. We'll tell you some more
you
about
it. You know what's so funny is
fun.
Camden would, every kid who races would love to race for NASCAR. You know,
look at NASCAR. They're all kids now, you know.
Yeah.
It's insane.
But he would probably love to race trucks because that's like.
Well, we have the, I don't know if you guys know, we have a local just started it back up, the old speed trucks that we were talking about. And it's a, trust me, it's a lot less
growing.
Than super late models, but you get a chance to do the other tracks around, you know, the local area. And I was going to ask, one of the questions was, have you been to any other tracks yourselves?
Havasu? Are you guys doing Havasu?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
We just finished up in Havasu.
Did you?
Our opening season is
the 10th. Yeah,
I love Havasu.
Havasu.
We were there opening night.
We love Havasu, too.
It's yeah, it's
great,
a great track. I love that down-home feeling.
Yeah.
The beer line is always huge.
And we've only been to Havasu once or twice, I think. For us, it's like an additional 2 hours, you know?
Right,
so it's like,
right. That's tough.
Like additional days, additional.
You know, it's tough for you guys because you're not coming from Vegas going branching out. You're coming, like you said, next couple hours. That's tough.
Yeah. So, I mean,
it makes me
again,
happy,
I think if Matt were to scale back what he was doing, it's always about the money.
Right.
It's always about the money. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
I'm not, I don't want
sponsors are so hard to get. No,
I don't want to work until I'm 100 just so my kid can race. So,
yeah, true.
And
so both,
my husband.
Both kids are doing full time though. When,
so next year they will. I think that they kind of all wanted to compete a little bit for rookie of the year.
Yeah.
So there are those restrictions on how many races you can race.
Previous year, correct.
Yeah. So I think that they just kind of held back. And then so we're going to go full bore next year, which will be super exciting and really
fun.
And
they got some other friends, some young drivers joining too, like Tia Guy. She's amazing.
Cool.
I love watching her race. She's in the bomber class.
Wow.
She's only getting better and better. And her brother, Cameron.
Yeah,
he's so cute. He's fun to watch.
And we love RJ's mother. We love all of the kids.
Yes.
Like,
they're
kids are
amazing.
They're the cutest. Like, to see this little group of guys
growing
like,
up
run
and,
around
yeah.
the track together. And then literally at night, they are on the computer together racing, iRacing and playing games. And so,
yeah, because like Kyle, look at Kyle. You know, he was in Bandos and God, he did amazing. And the Bombers, you guys had him on the radio, I think. Kyle Jacks and his brother Sam. Sam's kicking butt. You know, it's, I think this next season, it's going to be really intense and really exciting.
That's good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
I'm going to sit back and watch the moms beat each other up.
You know what? It will probably be Jen that we're going to have to pull off people. So if I'm ever holding her hand as we're walking, you guys will know that.
You're in calm down mode. You're You're taking her to a quiet place to unload herself.
She's very vocal. I'm your best friend.
Who's best friend?
Yours.
At which time?
Right.
Yeah.
On the cruise.
That's right. On the cruise.
Yeah.
We need to plan another cruise.
That would be so fun. Wouldn't that be fun to schedule? And
that's
just be like, okay,
I'm surprised
18
really
months, let's have a cruise and everybody can come.
I love that idea.
Wouldn't that be so fun? That would be fun.
Well, maybe if you scale back, you can get my husband to scale back and we can all go cruising.
There you go.
Maybe they should talk to one each other. They can both
scale back.
Such an addiction.
But here's the good thing about your husband's racing is that they don't really tell you no to anything. Because all you got to do is bring them cars and the cost.
Well, and if they know if they want to keep racing, they'll just agree with whatever you want.
Exactly.
Really? Why is that not happening at my house?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just like, what's in the garage?
Yeah, we'll peek out there once in a while.
Use it, Selena. You've got the power.
I know. Well, I keep telling my husband, like, I want to sell our house. I want to move, get a smaller house. And he's like, okay, but you have to double the size of the shop.
Yeah.
Right.
So we already have, like, I have never parked in the garage. We've been married for 20 years.
There's no garage ever.
I've never parked in a garage. We have a 1,000-square-foot shop and a 500-square-foot double car garage.
Yep.
I still park in the driveway.
So it doesn't stop with a race car. You still have to have the expense of a house as RV parking.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a 3-plus car garage. Like, it's a domino effect when you have race cars. You need all this other stuff, a trailer.
And trust me,
a new motorhome.
Trust me, when you're looking at the house, honey, you can have this one car garage so you can park your car in there.
You know what's so funny?
I don't know
in my next house that I'm building next September, I'm telling everybody, I'm moving next year. I am doing a one car garage on the opposite side of the house.
That nobody can take over.
Nobody is getting a garage door open except for me.
Right.
Why
don't we just move in together?
Do you know what? Carmen and I have talked many times about this.
I think that's a better plan. Us women to have our own.
Together,
and then all the guys could just go hang out.
Drink Bud Light and build race cars.
With your one-car garage, sounds like where Matt's going to be parking a new race car. That's
dude,
what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. If Matt ever shows up dead
and then
a race car is in my one car garage, you will know why.
We have some surprises coming next season, definitely.
Cool.
And here's the thing. I don't know about them because I don't ask questions. Jen asks questions, and then I just come home and I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
What?
And I'm like,
this is what I just found out.
Anything. They'll never tell me anything.
Well, you know, if there's an extra space at any racer's house, it's because there's room for a race car.
That's
so true.
Well, have you guys seen that preview for the NASCAR wives? They're going to have their own
it's gonna be
show
it's
next
gonna be,
year, and they're
like
doing
like
their makeup and
wives.
They're driving Ferraris, and I'm like, I think I'm going to throw up in my mouth. Like,
local, yeah, local racing is a lot different than that.
Hey, Kyle Busch's wife is on it. And I'm like, wow, that's the life.
Hey, if you did want to get a powder puff together, what's your thoughts on that? What, you have more other
Tim Richter,
women that want to do it?
Yeah, he definitely tried this last season. Like, I asked him about it, and I had to write a formal letter to the people that are above Tim. Mm-hmm. And their only worry is the car count. Like, who's willing to give up their cars to let us do it? I have the girls who want to do it. I know Donna Gunther was in it. Kaylee Barker was in it. Okay.
You can drive my Ford.
I would love to drive. I was going to drive Matthew's Palmer. I would drive your Ford, and then I could put someone else, like Celinda, in my car. And
all I'm going to do is throw up.
So, I mean,
it's going to be so much motion.
If I can provide, basically, if I can provide the cars,
okay,
then Tim will do it pretty much. But that's the biggest concern.
If you get like a band
you put that together, you got my car.
Okay, so I got Gary. So whoever's listening,
I've got a bomber too.
Yeah,
Ford. But,
do you?
Yeah, that
we
can
got
get in.
Three.
And we
of
got
them.
Three of them, right?
Really?
So,
really?
We got three.
Yeah.
Tim Richter, he's amazing.
We'll
I mean,
three,
he
right.
was like, "I'll do whatever I can do to help you." It's just the concern of the car count, you know,
right.
people donating the cars, and then of course the worry of those cars getting wrecked.
Right.
But otherwise, Tim was like on board with it. So who knows? Well, since you guys are willing to donate cars,
We'll put up three.
You got three.
We'll put up three.
Because I already have sponsors, too, for that that are willing to give up prizes.
We'll put up three bombers.
I will definitely try to race, but if you see me pulling off the track, you'll know why. It will be because I have to hurl off the side.
Kids car.
Right? You know what? I'll bring, like, a barf
right.
bag.
Yeah.
I'll get one from the airplane.
I'll get you some medicine. You'll be fine.
Oh, you know what? I could totally do that.
Yeah, Bud Light.
No, I hate Bud Light.
We'll make sure you have the barf bag and all that stuff. Hey, real quick, I know we got a lot more to talk about. Let's talk about sponsors real quick. You got a couple minutes left. Let's let you get what your team's doing, the sponsors that you have that you want to talk about or thank.
Yeah,
or
we
like
need
that.
Sponsors, actually. Yeah.
So,
I think every racer
need
always
sponsors.
Needs sponsors.
What's the best way somebody can get a hold of you guys if they want to get involved with sponsors?
Facebook, of course, is always a good way. Or you can email me at Jenny Nguyen, JennyWhen at AOL.com.
Okay.
That would be great.
And then with you, Celinda?
So, probably Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, we would love.
What's your Facebook page?
So, mine's just Celinda Brooksby Larson.
Okay.
I can give you my email. It's just slnda@hotmail.com.
Okay.
But you know what? Our sponsors, the sponsors that we have been so great. We just picked up two new sponsors this year. So, Bryce Christensen Excavating and Barry's Bullets.
Never heard of it.
So they actually have been sponsoring some of the higher NASCAR stars. Yeah, and
cool.
So they are two homegrown local companies in St. George and
Utah people.
Yeah, Utah people. And so they came on this year.
Cool.
American Pool Supply. He actually works in Vegas and in St. George.
Oh, sweet.
Of course. St. George Ford is one of our huge sponsors.
Yeah, they've helped us.
And they've
too.
Been cool. amazing. Ever since we started racing, they've been so, so generous.
And my mom and my dad.
Yeah.
Tell me about that one. I got to throw that out there.
Yeah.
My mom and dad are amazing. They're like, how's Matt doing? Well, here's a check. I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
My
and
parents
then,
are great.
Our engine builder is amazing.
You got like 30 seconds. That's
okay.
Cool, so.
Well, all of our sponsors. So
okay.
We love them.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we want to let everybody know to go to the businesses that sponsor racers. You know, we encourage that all the time.
You can find us.
And we're out of time, unfortunately. We can go another whole show.
Yes.
So if you guys want to come back, we'll talk about the powder puff coming up. And we'll help.
If you guys can put it together.
And
In
February, we have our racers barbecue that you guys need to come to.
Yes.
We've never been to one of those. We need to come down.
Come to the next one.
It's only going to be the fifth one.
Exactly. We'll let you know. We'll keep you up to date.
Thank you so much for having us.
For joining us.
Hopefully our husbands don't kill us.
Shout out to my sister real quick. She just had a brain tumor removed today. 9-hour surgery. Just want to wish her that we love her and a shout out to her.
Well, recovery.
Yes, thank you.
Well, thank you.
want to thank everybody for joining us next week live at allwheelsnow.com. Thanks for joining us. You can find all the archives at allwheelsnow link, and look for the show with me as well.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for the bombers.
Thanks for
I love that.
All right.
Bye.